Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Rick Wakeman is standing in for Psy King. I bet Kingy, you're sitting home thinking, I never thought I'd hear that on the radio, be over the moon. But no, Psy's fine, he's just having a month off. And Rick has very kindly offered to share some airtime with me, which I'm honoured and flattered. Welcome, Rick.
That's very kind of you. So the money I paid you then, actually, to get me on the programme.
No, but Planet Rock, it's all for love, not for money.
You're absolutely right. They keep telling me that.
Don't you think about Kiss? Did you ever meet Gene Simmons? You see, this is great having Rick here. All the people that, you know, are kind of playing the records that I've never met, because I'm that one in the mosh pit, you know, with my fingers in the air. And I can ask you, because you know them. Yeah. Have you ever met Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
What's he like?
I don't know, I never met him.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show. With Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
Van Halen with You Really Got Me. So, are you the Van Halen version or the Kinks version, Rick?
It's a real weird one. I'm not always that fond of covers. I mean, the Kinks, yeah, I love the original. But I do like the Van Halen
version. Yeah, I
like
too.
It a lot. I mean, there's certain things that it's like hard to handle. The Otis Redding version, I just adore. Mm-hmm. And when the Black Crowes, I first heard they were going to do it, and I thought, oh, don't do this. And when I heard the Black Crowes version, absolutely loved it to bits. And I think if it's offers something different,
yep,
then it's great. And certainly Van Halen, You Really Got Me, offers something different.
Yeah, Van Halen, very good like that. I love their version of Pretty Woman as well.
Yeah. Well, he's a real clever guy. They can pick pieces and go, yeah, I can take this to a different level.
Yeah,
and they do. They're very, very good.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Here I go again, White Snake. Brilliant. David Trouser Snake.
I know.
We have Kingy and I have quite a thing about him.
Yeah, really?
You know, in a kind of a man envy sort of way, really.
I mean, when you consider, has anybody ever done a family tree of all of Purple's spin-offs and things, because it'd be interesting to look at. Because I think Ian Paice has probably played drums in all of them. Can you imagine,
yes,
if they were all on the same bill, he'd never go off stage, would he?
Who was that woman that used to cast rock stars' appendages?
Cynthia Plastercaster.
That was the one.
Allegedly. Yeah, she was around mainly in the late 60s,
yes,
into the early 70s, and she used to make plaster casts of rock musicians' genitals. And then keep for her own private collection.
There is
a very long story that goes with that I was told, which it's probably not suitable for this program. But she wrote a book, Cynthia. She's in her 70s now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a nice lady.
So did she immortalise you, Rick?
I will be brutally honest with this. No, I was not immortaliser, because I came into the business a little bit late for her. She was mostly in the late 60s and very early 70s. I first went to America late 71, and by that time, she'd sort of run out of plaster, really.
Rick, go on, it's one of your songs now.
Oh, yes, it is. Get it on from T-Rex. Mark Bolan was a dear friend, dear friend. A very, very talented guy. I love Mark to bits. And he was very kind and generous, and I was very upset after he sadly died that there was some pretty bad press written about him by somebody, yeah. And that really annoyed me. I hate it when people write bad things about somebody when they're not there to defend themselves.
Yes.
And I speak as I find. And Mark was one of the kindest, most generous persons I ever met. And he actually got me on this session, on the Get It On session, which, if you listen closely for the piano, the only piano on it is a little gliss from the top to the bottom on a couple of occasions. And I was short of my rent. I was £8 short of my rent for the month. And I was searching around London for see if I could pick up any sort of music session jobs to do. And Tony Visconti said to me, it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I lived in Gants Hill in Essex at the time. He said, Rick, he said, tonight, Trident Studios, midnight. I said, what? He said, Mark wants you to do a session for him. He's doing a new single. And sessions were £9. And I went, oh, brilliant. That's my £8 rent and a curry. You know, that'll do, because this was 1970 or whatever it was. And went to the studio, and Mark played through the track with the band. And I said, Mark, I've got to be brutally honest with you. I can't hear piano on this track. There's no, it's really a guitar track. And he said, no, all I want you to do is do a gliss from top to bottom every time I look at you, about three or four times.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but yeah, but Mark, you could do that. And he said, you want your rent, don't you?
Ah.
And because Tony had told him that I was short of my rent, he said, I could have lent you the £9, I'll give £8, I'll give it to you. He said, I'm sure you would rather earn it.
Oh, fantastic.
So I've got a lot of time for Mark, a lot of time.
Yeah, I remember buying the single. I think it's one of some great songs. It's a great rock song.
It is. He had that knack of just writing songs that put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
It's time for the Hairy Curries. Now, Rick, I am over the moon that you're with me. And yeah. This is a dish that's worthy to cook to celebrate the occasion. The biryani was always a celebratory dish of the Mughals. You know, it was a festival dish for weddings, for parties. And it is a fantastic kind of one-pot curry. And the secret to a good biryani is that no flavour's lost. All that flavour will go into the rice. In this recipe, which is on the Planet Rock website, it's got more pages than Moby Dick. But, you know, honestly, just bear with it. You follow it. You get all the ingredients, of which there are many. If you follow that recipe, it's just like an Airfix kit. If you glue all those bits together in the right order, you will end up with a Spitfire. But the biryani is beautiful. This is an extra special beef biryani. And the trick is to part cook the rice. And when it's all put together with the spices, you seal it with a double layer of foil. But what I do at home, it's the Indian way of making a dough just out of flour and water and literally seal the top of the saucepan. It's that important that no steam gets out, no flavour gets out. But then just cook it slowly. And this recipe will, you know, it's 6 to 8 generous top, you know, servings, or 10 if it's a buffet. It's a bit of a palaver, but honestly, it's worth it. I love a biryani, and I love it with lamb as well. But if you start with raw meat in the rice, then it cooks in the rice. You don't lose a gram of flavour. What's your favourite curry, Rick?
It's probably either a Buna Goosh or a Rugger Goosh, but I like those tomato-y and onion and sauces. But I always ask them to put extra chilies in the things, because I am one of those that do like to go for it. But not all of the time. I mean, I'll often have a look in some Indian restaurants to see what they've got for their own specials, because occasionally there'll be a chef's special and you don't recognise it, and it'd be well worth having a crack at. It'll be the chef's speciality.
Yeah.
So I'm always keen on having a look at seeing what's new.
But one of the great things about being part of the cookery game, you know, there's Cyrus Taddywala, the Indian chef, and he's got his restaurant, Cafe Spice in the East. And I just go in there and the chef's knows it, and it's just like, and Cyrus is great. And they just say, oh, just feed us. And last night, actually, I was in the Cinnamon Kitchen, which is like the more kind of, it's a posh Indian restaurant, but it's more the more casual side from the Cinnamon Club. And there again, it's amazing because the quality of the food, very little spicing. Banaras is good as well, Atal Cultures. And I love the way that Indian food now, it's everybody's loves, you know, your corner curry house.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then, you know, some of the fine dining Indian is quite spectacular.
It is. I mean, when I was down in India, the interesting thing was I found the food completely different to the westernised food over here.
Yeah.
Completely different in every stretch of the imagination.
That's the mysterious, wonderful world of food, Rick.
That's very true, sir.
Brill.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show. Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
It's time for another listener's email. And this is from Sharon. And subject is more bums. Thanks, Sharon.
Well,
I've seen all your telly programmes. I love the Hairy Rock Show. And I've seen you live 5 times. Sharon, thank you. I've seen more of your naked flesh than anyone else on telly. Thank you. I am proud that you both let it all hang out. Thank you. Ignore those miserable buggers. If you want to do it, I do it. Go ahead, lads. Yes! Feel it, love it, embrace it. Why not do a series called Hairy and Naked When You Cook in the Noddy? You could put it on at 3 a.m. I'll watch it. No, the thing is, Sharon, I think as far as nudity is concerned on the telly, I think I'm probably past my sell-by date. As I walked down the jetty, and I thought there's no amount of kind of cavorting in the gymnasium and dieting is going to make that look like that concrete butt I had when I was 25. But have you ever been naked on the telly, Rick?
No, I've never been naked on the telly. I came close in the 70s. When, don't laugh, when I had the long blonde hair down to me bum, and the bum's relative to this conversation, I was actually approached by Playgirl magazine to do the centrefold. This is absolutely true, and it was half decent money.
Yeah.
And my main concern, apart from appearing naked, because you know one day it will come back and haunt you, and I was slim then, all the very same, and you... Apart from it coming back and haunting you, I was really concerned, as it was a centrefold, where the staples would be.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again, Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.